What's up, everybody? Welcome back. I have a super exciting guest today because she's here all the way from Spain. And not only that, but I'm the first American you said you've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting. Welcome. We have Kate Key Cosplay with us today.
Thank you.
How are you?
I am fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for travel. Thank you for flying 12 hours to come see me.
I mean, it was super hard, but I really, really enjoy LA. I really enjoy this country. It was a dream to come here because here the cosplay community is just so big. I really like it. So it's mm-hmm. like a dream to come here finally.
I'm super glad. I honestly didn't know that this was your first time here. I thought you like come here all the time and I was catching you on a trip. But it's crazy that it's your first time here. How long have you been here?
I'm going to be here for 2 weeks, but I arrived yesterday.
You just got here yesterday.
Yeah, I always told me, like, do you want this day, this hour? I'm like, yeah, jet lag, but no problem. I'm here. I slept 3 hours. It's my 5 a.m. right now.
That's crazy. Well, thank you so much for being here. You're amazing for
Thanks
coming
to you.
And doing this. I hope that you have more exciting things planned than just me. But I'm honored that you're here like within the first 24 hours of touchdown. I'm excited to talk to you too. We are just internet mutuals and we haven't ever met until today. So I'm glad to sit down and talk with you.
Thank you.
How was your flight here? What was your first 24 hours like in America?
It was really amazing because you have everything. Like, I went to a shopping mall and it was like, oh my God, it's a store of, I don't know, Fenty. It was like, yeah, Fenty is not really shipping to Spain. Like, it's like super difficult to get something from America in general because there are like many controls, many taxes, many customs. You never know if it's going to arrive or not. And it's like super expensive. So when I just had the store there and I was like, I can touch it. I can touch it and I can get it. Uh-huh. It was like, wow, it's like you have everything here. Like, you order something and it's in one day in your hotel. And it's like, I'm not used to that. Mm-hmm. And I like it.
Right. It's addicting.
Yeah,
you're going to get so addicted to it. Anything can show up within 24 hours or the week. And then you're like, how do I live without this?
Yeah. I mean, like, there are tons of brands that I had. I make a list before coming here of all the brands I want to buy because I know that it's not possible or it's super difficult to Spain because, as I said, sometimes you order it, but the thing is that they get lost or it's somewhere. I remember that one time I ordered something and I went literally in Madrid to the customs, to the official customs office to Spain, like claiming, like, where is my shit? And they have to find it everywhere because it was like, oh, it's miss. They were like, no, you're going to look for
no,
it.
No. I'm not leaving without it.
So much money and they make me pay so much extra money for this service of finding it. And I was like, you know, I don't care. Give me my panties. They are so expensive panties.
They're expensive panties.
Yeah, I was like, give me my panties, my underwear, please. And
That's
they were like,
so funny.
Why you order me? Like, give me. You don't understand. Just give me them.
You don't get it. I just want my underwear.
Yeah. I just want to have my underwear, please.
I get it, though. I get it. It's even just Los Angeles from Florida. I know that it's not like obviously the exact same thing, but when I first came here from Florida, all of these stores that I didn't even realize had actual storefronts were here. And I was like, what do you mean? There's all of these brands online that I've only ever seen online that have like stores
exactly.
I could just drive to. It's wild.
Yeah. And some of them are like, yeah, if you pay extra in 24 hours, you have it. And I was like, excuse me, 24 hours? Like, give me my money.
Dangerous. What stores are you excited about?
Fenty. I bought from Color Super. I bought from My Flavor. I bought from, my God, this is around, PSD, the one that is for underwear. This one, cosplay and crafting stuff. Mm-hmm. Because in Euro, like, I mean, now we are starting to have some fabrics that you have here for 20 years. And I'm like, they are so cheap and they are there in the store and I can just take them. I like in a dream. It's like Europe. I'm so sorry, Europe. I love you, but it's super. Like, I mean, cosplay here is like the crown, and we are starting there to have more cosplay stores with crafts stuff and with many fabrics and many, you know, like everything is more open right now. But there are some stuff that you are here like, yeah, of course, I have it for many years, and we don't even can dream with about it because like it's not there, it's impossible about it. You know the Uhu glue? One glue that is white, that is for making wigs, like super popular, is not existing in Europe.
Really?
No. How I bought three bottles.
You're taking them back.
I'm waiting for the three bottles because I was like, ooh. And my friends are like,
you're like, you can buy stuff for all of your friends and bring it back to them.
I have one friend that really likes to make wigs, and she was like, I'm like, yeah, I will give you a bottle, don't worry. I was like, bottles from Hoo.
Get presents for everybody for the next few years.
So my present is glue, basically. Like my souvenir is glue. But yeah, here is like super common those things, and you don't like you don't realize that in the other side of the world, like not even existing. Like we have to check like alternatives that works nice, but of course it's not the same, and we're like sad, sad life.
Well, that's exciting. Did you come here with an empty suitcase to fill up?
Not totally empty. But so empty with an extra suitcase, like, and also, you know, those bags that you can close and they are like minimal, but that you open and it's super big. One of those ones for the airplane. Like.
Came prepared.
Yeah.
Came ready.
Totally prepared.
You also said that right before we started that you brought a Dyson hair tool that doesn't work here. And I'm so sorry about that.
I was like, yeah, I want to be so fancy in LA. And then he put it and I was like, no, help. And then I asked ChatGPT and he said like, oh no, it's because, you know, you don't use the same voltage, like the 3CT stuff, and it's totally different. And I was like, you know, the meme of the clown face? I was like, me at 7 a.m. sleeping 3 hours, like, no. Can't be like, it's not possible, but yeah, it's possible.
I'm so sorry. I was telling you this story, but I'm going to tell it again for the cameras. I did the same thing, but opposite, where I had a 2-week trip. I was in New Zealand for a week for a convention and then Australia for a different convention. And I packed my hair tool. I plugged a curling iron in Australia thinking that I was gonna do my hair. And the voltage, I guess, in America is way higher than Australia.
It's lower. Like in Australia it's higher, and Europe is higher, and here it's lower.
Gotcha. So. And yeah, I shorted out the outlet and it sparked. It made this like crazy noise, and then I could smell something burning, and I was like, did I just break the hotel room? I'm so sorry. I am a stupid American. It's me. I'm the stereotype.
No.
I didn't know that.
I just wanted to make my hair.
Yeah. And I thought with the converter it would be fine. But
I thought
it doesn't.
The same.
Yeah. I get it. I get it.
Yeah, mine didn't explode, so I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah, right. It's a little bit better without the fire part.
Yeah.
Well, you're from Spain and you cosplay, and that's why we're talking today, and I'm very excited. How was growing up in Zaragoza, right?
Though so difficult. Honestly, it was really difficult because, I mean, in Spain, the cosplay is really small. Now, of course, it's bigger with the years. In Madrid, was bigger because they have, like, the huge fabric stores. You know, it was easier to buy something from the internet. But in Zaragoza, that is, it's not, like, super small, but it's small, of course. It was really difficult because we have, like, 2 conventions that they were, like, really small. And imagine that randomly one girl appears cosplaying Kakashi like, and it was really difficult because my first cosplay was with just stuff from my house, and I remember that my parents bought me a wig and it took 2 months to come. 2 months to arrive.
That's crazy.
My first wig. Yeah, so like if you want to order in a week, it's like, you know, when you change your plans of cosplay, like mm-hmm. it was not a possibility. Like when you order your week, you are going to make this cosplay mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
So it was so difficult to make anything because you have to just go to the small fabric store with, you know, cheap costume for children fabrics. And it was like, yeah, my God, it was really crazy.
Yeah.
And of course, people were not really understanding. It was kind of hard mm-hmm. because I was super bullied, honestly,
yeah.
in the high school, because it was like, yeah, you are super weird. Well, are you making costume of the characters? Why? Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it's funny. It's super nice. And they were like, oh, weird,
don't
weird girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, like now, I mean, with the years, people now is like, oh, yeah, this girl was in my high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, I was in your high school. And you were every year, every day telling me how weird I am.
Uh-huh.
So now people are more open about also the geek culture because, like, now all the nerd stuff is, like, more open. So people is more open about cosplay. But the thing of starting, it was really, really hard. Like, mm-hmm. I easily... Like, I mean, it was like 2 years cosplaying so much in my city. And then I started to move to Madrid mm-hmm. to go into some convention. Also, some companies were hiring me there. So
nice.
It was super nice to start
yeah.
being a professional cosplayer.
Mm-hmm. And that legitimizes it, right?
Exactly.
You're like, ha, I told
exactly.
you guys.
Like, they are paying me for that. It's like, mm-hmm. it's not like for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But even in Madrid, I understand that it was like, you know, like I was really feeling like a fish in mm-hmm. a super small bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yeah, I don't want to be here. I want to expand myself. I want to be in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why most of my content from the beginning was in English. Like I don't have a lot of content in Spanish. And when many people ask me like, oh, are you learning Spanish? Because they hear me some words and it was like, yeah, from many years ago, actually. But
uh-huh.
So yeah, like my dream was always going to visit an anime convention here in USA because the first thing I saw, it was a video from Sakura-kun,
mm-hmm.
like in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wow, I wanna be one of those cosplayers, super cool, with the amazing cosplays, the perfect wigs. And it was like, I want this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not in Zaragoza and it's not in Madrid. So
right.
I'm sorry.
But is this it's your first time going
yes.
to an
yes.
American convention,
yes.
Anime Expo. I'm so excited that I caught you. Thank you for responding to my Instagram story.
No, thanks to you.
I'm so excited. You're going to have such a good time. Also.
I really hope, like, well, as we talked before, Jill, like, I'm not going to go to a cosplay. It's sad, but it was the first time that I was like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to go and check the convention, see the people, see
mm-hmm.
everything, because I don't remember the last convention I was in normal clothes. Like, I don't remember if I went to any convention, in casual clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, I just want to see it, enjoy it, and maybe next year that I know everything more about where is everything, I can just come with a cosplay or something. But
mm-hmm.
also it's difficult because you come from super far away with the luggage and everything, so it's
mm-hmm.
like if I come, for example, I really want to come with my Kirin armor, but it's like how you come with a 2 meter Rattalos weapon, like
yeah, I know. And then with space to bring stuff back
exactly
too, it gets really tough.
I would be like, yeah, I can. So yeah, it's kind of difficult, but I really want to try to come next year. Like, I will see, because I mean, it's my first day,
mm-hmm.
but I really want to check the convention and see if I can come maybe to other conventions in here or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think like here, like the environment of cosplay, like something magic, like it's magical, like everything around is like cosplay everywhere
mm-hmm.
and it's super open. I like it so much.
Yeah, it's very, very accessible, I would say, especially in LA, like the Fabric District. I don't know if you've checked it
no?
out within the first day of you being here.
No,
or not.
But you can tell me where is it.
I will. It's just streets of fabric vendors and trim and accessories, beads, belts, appliques, like anything you could imagine.
A street.
Just a whole, it's streets and wigs and everything. It's wild. It's wild. It's very overwhelming, but it's incredible. I've never seen anything so
you,
like
you,
it.
So you want to do a cosplay and you just go there and you have the fabric you want because it's going to exist?
Yep. Yes, exactly.
I have I had to cancel because I wanted to make Eartha, but one skin of her that is Wrath of Yuen, I guess, is like with like a samurai. And I literally had to cancel it because I didn't find the fabric. And I was like, it's impossible to find the fabric. In Spain, I couldn't find it in any store, in internet, in anywhere. And when I see, for example, I remember that I watched the Jessica Nigri documental. And she just went to a super huge store. Like, I like this, I like this, I like this. And it was like, what you have four options of the perfect fabric.
Yeah.
Like, what you have this?
There's so many options, especially here, like in LA specifically. There's so many options.
I will
check
definitely the fabric district. Will be like, give me for which cosplay? I don't know. I don't know.
For
like,
anything
it,
I want
it will
to be.
Come. It will come.
Yeah, I would totally recommend you checking that out while you're here. I'll give you all the details and stuff after. Especially when you said that the wig takes 2 weeks to come, that stresses me out because what if I mess it up and then I have to wait 2 more weeks for a new one to come and there's no time because I mess stuff up all the time.
Welcome to my life.
That's terrible. It's terrible. It sounds so high stress.
Yeah, like sometimes you receive a week. Like, I mean, now it's not taking 2 months, but takes a month easily. And now it's like, imagine that arrives and it's awful. Like, it's super ugly. It's not the color you wanted. They just put shit in a bag. And you're like, what you do now? So now I have many techniques to dye my wigs, to cut my wigs, to make everything like as emergency. Because sometimes it's like, you take it or you take it. You don't have anything else. Like, your wig is shit. And you are going to use it. Like,
this is shit in a
you are
bag.
Going to use it. Exactly. It's literally shit in a bag.
That's so
I remember
funny.
like 2 years ago, not that far away, I was like, okay, I want to cosplay Ari. I went to Thailand and I wanted to make a Ari cosplay. And I was like, okay, I buy this amazing wig. It's super beautiful without of hair. It arrives the day before and it was so fucking cheap, so fucking shiny, so fucking disgusted, and
not
I was
the
like
shiny shake and go wigs.
And it was like, you know, I know how to fix it. I have I have the knowing how to fix it. And I put it like in this like conditioner for clothes. You put it like the whole night and it's like less shiny, and then Photoshop and everything and crimped the wig in the villa in Thailand, like just to make it not that awful. And the final result, you see, like, it's nice. I make it nice.
I made it nice.
I made it.
It
was so shitty.
Yeah.
So yeah, happens.
I guess the bright side then is that you've learned a ton of techniques and you're really good at crafting and making things look a lot better than how they come.
Oh, that's definitely super good because the thing is that sometimes, I mean, I really like to craft my own designs of everything, because even if now crafting is not like the main thing that people want to see, I really like to make my own bikinis or my own sexy version of the characters, because I think that people, I mean, that's like the good and the bad part of this. That the good part is, like, years ago it was really difficult to make cosplay because you have to craft it 100% because no one was selling the cosplays good.
Right.
But now, like, you have cosplays everywhere, like you can buy everything, like you have sexy versions, canon cosplay, bikinis, like tons of versions. So it's nice, more people is in the cosplay world, but at the same time, your work is less unique. So that's why I really like to make, even if it's simple, my original versions. Like, I mean, for example, I did like my Peach in a belly dancer, and it took me one day. But no one in this world has a Peach in a belly dancer stuff. Many people, like many huge creators, message me like, hey, where did you buy this? I'm like,
well, funny that you ask.
Exactly. I'm like, well, thank you so much because I did it.
I'm
like,
oh,
it's so nice. I'm like, thank you.
I mean, sounds like, not to be American and monetize everything, I was like, sounds like you have a business you could do. Your business is
yourself. Definitely thought about it. Like, 1 year ago, I was trying to even make like my own brand of designs, but it was like a lot of time, a lot of things to do, and a lot of things to think about. And I was like, you know, I think I'm going to don't enjoy that much this if I make a brand about it, because many people are asking me every time, like, hey, where did you buy this, 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 and this. I was like, yeah, I can make a brand and I can sell the stuff, but they were like, you know, it's a lot of time and mm-hmm. I want to really focus on my things and my projects. So for now, not. Maybe in a future, who knows?
Maybe in the future. But you know, you're good at like creating a design.
I really, really like it because, as I said, sometimes you just can create whatever, you know, like pitching belly dancer. Why not? Like, why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be like, or Anka in a like belly dancer stuff. Also, like, for example, I did a bikini of Jinx that I'm really proud because I make like an under boob. Like, I make it super nice. And mm-hmm. I'm proud because I make it for my body. That's one thing that also I think is really like a pro if you craft, because if you know your body, you can craft around what looks nice in your body.
Right.
Because I'm always trying to make like under boob or make my hips look bigger or mm-hmm. something that really emphasize the things of my body I want to show better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then when you buy something from the store, sometimes it's like this. And like, this is the size. Oh yeah, but it's small in the boobs, big in the waist, big here. And it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, but you are going to take it or not. So when right. you craft, you can fix this and make it better mm-hmm. for you, or you can just craft your own thing that is going to be much, much better. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's not that much time because people think like, oh my god, this is super expensive and super no, like I mm-hmm. made really nice things. For example, I made a Mavis version that is like, I don't know, it was like $15 or $20 mm-hmm. and it's like, yeah, it's cheaper than any version on the internet. And it looks much better. So it's like, mm-hmm. sometimes you only have to have the creativity and think like, I want to do it. Right. I can do it. And that's all.
Totally. Yeah. I do that all the time. I'll buy like a base costume. Yeah,
exactly.
And I'll modify it. I'll like put it on and pin it to my body and mm-hmm. and tailor it to myself. And
exactly.
I have the shortest torso in the world and the longest legs. I have the weirdest shaped body ever. So whenever I buy something that's long enough for me, it's super baggy everywhere else. And I have to go in and, but I've gotten, I will say, the most compliments on those costumes where people are like, oh my God, this looks amazing. It doesn't look like you bought it. And I'm like, right, because like, I spruced her up. And airbrushing something I've realized takes it from one normal level to like a whole new level because it looks mm-hmm. so custom.
Exactly.
And perfect.
Like, I remember that my parents one time when my boyfriend broke with me, I was so devastated. And my parents were like, we are going to buy you a cosplay. It's going to make that you happy. And I was like, maybe. Oh. And they bought me a cosplay for when my ex-boyfriend broke with me.
That's so cute.
It was so nice because they paid like 100 euros for a silly cosplay. Like, it was quite much.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, I'm happy now.
What great parents.
And of course, it's from a store, so it came like super plain. Mm-hmm. And I remember that I just made with some airbrush, like all the lines and everything that looks more like medieval. Mm-hmm. And like the look was like crazy. So it's sometimes you just make something like super small, but it makes really the difference mm-hmm. between something that looks like cheap, you know, mm-hmm. general stuff from something that you're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. It's your cosplay. So, mm-hmm. I mean, definitely, I think that it makes sense to try to make some time investment on making your stuff more for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not that difficult. Like, some people really think like, oh, yeah, I don't know how to shoot or how to craft. And it's like, you know, you don't have to make a Monster Hunter armor. We are talking just about make a pin here. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you can not shoot, you can just glue. Because mm-hmm. sometimes it's like, yeah, I don't have time. Hot silicone glue.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, no one is going to know. So
right.
Sometimes it's just super easy to make those things. And I really mm-hmm. think that makes your things popping up on internet, especially right now, because, I mean, like, in one part, it's like nice, as I said, but in other part, it's like, yeah, you know, every year, 100 creators, new creator appears on internet mm-hmm. with the same cosplay that you can buy. So it's really like, if you really want to make your work popping up on internet right now, I think you really need some personalization. You need to be a really unique.
You have to stand out somehow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's like, if you don't know this girl, and in 1 year she can have 1 million followers right now. So it's kind of like, I mean, it's not random because of course you have to work, but sometimes it's just like, you know, you really have to work in your own things, and you really have to pop up on Instagram, especially when Instagram right now is pretty crazy with the algorithm that is like, yeah, you are so nice, but now it's banned. Like, why? So nowadays, is I think that every detail, it really counts to get the eye of the viewer in social media, to be honest.
I totally agree. I completely agree. It's, I feel like everyone's attention is so, like, it's quick, and it's really quick to lose people and have people scroll by.
It's just like when they do like this, and they have to go, oh, I like it. But you have to be the one that they stop, and they need something to stop. So, I mean, could be your piercing, could be your makeup, could be your wig, could be your eyes, could be whatever. Sometimes some people has easier ways to do it, because of course there are some people that pop up because, you know, their eyes are beautiful or her hair is beautiful. So sometimes it's like, yeah, lucky natural things. But it's like, yeah, you really have to work on that. Like, that's why I think that you really have to invest on knowing yourself also, because some people always tell me like, why your hips are that big, or why you look like that is so unnatural. I mean, like, I'm not unnatural. I mean, like, my hips are big, definitely. My hips are so big. Thank you so much. But I know my angle so much. I really know my angles. I know how to pose, and I know how to make the viewer to stop and say, wow, those hips are so big, you know? Some people just stop because, oh my God, those boobs or those eyes or, you have to know yourself so much and try to push everything you have to make your work popping up. Because 10 years ago, it was like, yeah, maybe there were 10 girls doing content creation actively, but now it's like 1,000. So it's really difficult. I get sometimes friends that are like, yeah, I want to open a blue page. I want to open it also. What do you think? And I'm like, why do you want to open it? And they're like, you know, because I want the money. Because like, well, I mean, like, then don't open it, because you're not going to get a shit. Because it's not like, it's not like you open a platform and appears the money, you know. You have to work, and it's actually super difficult, because the girls that there were, and the boys, of course, that they were making content creation and cosplay years ago, they have it so easy because they have the whole audience for them. But if you start now with tons of people doing that, it's really difficult.
It's really hard to start now from nothing, for sure.
And it is quite like, okay, you want to do it, you have to start because you really want to do it and you really like it, not because the money. Because I don't know if you know it, but a couple of years ago, I think it was like they published like the media of the money that a creator was making.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like $180. That is like, it's nothing. No one could live with that. And it's like the media of the creators making money there. So it's like, you have to know that the people that makes money, it's like super, super small. And they are there, and we are there because we really like it. And we really want to do it every day, not because I don't like my job and I want to do other things. Like, it's not how it works.
Right.
Because I think also it was something that I think also damaged the how creators look. Because some people is like, you make cosplay just for your money. You don't like it. And it's like, bro, I started with 12 years making cosplay.
Yeah.
I had zero money. I just was selling a small prints for €1 in a convention. So it's like, I didn't start with cosplay for the money.
Right.
Like, cosplay takes all my money.
Honestly, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
I feel like every year that I have to do my taxes and I have to sit down and calculate how much money I've spent on all of the cosplay supplies.
Like,
it's horrifying.
I'm always like, I spent $300 in what?
On what? Yeah, exactly. And yeah, it's, I mean, everything's even so much more expensive now than it was before. But yeah, cosplay is, I mean, wigs are money, and then foam, and then fabric, and then a sewing machine, and then thread, and then and it adds up so fast that you don't even realize how much money you're spending until it's
too
late.
Some people is like, you just buy a bikini and that's all, and it's like, maybe that bikini is €100, you know?
Yeah.
And then maybe that bikini is more expensive than a Canon cosplay that you find in a website. So it's like, it's really expensive. And I think people don't realize how expensive it is. And I think that, of course, I think there are some people that try to make cosplay for getting more audience and for get more money. But I think it's easy to catch, you know? But I remember one time that it was super... Like, I saw one girl that was making, like, a really... She was not a cosplayer. She was making, like, a barely cosplay of a Catwoman or Black Cat. I'm not sure what was that. And she put, like, my Wonder Woman cosplay. And I was like, okay, you know, like... Those people, of course, they just try to make the cosplay as for the audience. That is, of course, totally valid because it's like they can make cosplay for the money or not. It's like you don't have to criticize. Just okay. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, just go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like many, many people, it's like, yeah, you just make cosplay just because the money and because you want to, you go at the nerd audience, but you never play. Like, oh my God, one girl, like 2 weeks ago was like, message me in all my posts saying like, oh, you're a fake nerd, fake gamer. Oh. You never played a video game in your life. And me like,
who no? are you?
It's like, yeah, it's like, I, of course, yeah, I take my cosplays and I take my reels in bikini, but making reels in bikini is not making you a fake nerd. Like, what no. the fuck? I, what do you want? My Steam hours screenshot yeah. or something? Like, why
my
I have...
resume? Exactly. Here's my nerd resume, I promise.
Exactly. Like, I have to go to the nerd university or something to prove myself.
A degree.
Exactly. It's like, I mean, like, we are in 2025. Like, girl, wake up. Yeah. We don't have to justify this. I remember when years ago you make a Katarina cosplay and people were like, what's your elo in League of Legends? How you don't play? You just want to show your boobs? And it's like, bro, even if I play 2 games in my life of League of Legends, I'm totally valid to make a Katarina cosplay.
Yeah, why do I have to? I don't have to do any of that. Yeah. I'm a free person to make whatever exactly. cosplay that I want to make.
Like, if you're not a pro player, you cannot make cosplay, you know? Like, you cannot yeah. because you are a fake nerd. And it's mm-hmm. like, bro, yeah, just wake up.
We and have to like that. Get over that. Like, exactly. I feel like it's gotten better throughout the years, mm-hmm. but I would love for us to continue to get over that.
Exactly.
Because it's not... It's so dumb. Also, like, if you just like the design of a character, exactly. you should just be allowed to make it. It's
exactly.
cute.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's and like, that's a nod to how many designers worked on that and the artists that drew it. Like, there's so much more that goes into it. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. Sometimes it's just like, okay, this new game appeared, but imagine that this person can't have the money or they don't have the new console to play mm-hmm. it. It's like, okay, why... They have to buy everything to play. Like, if you like the fucking design, just do it and just buy the cosplay if you like it. Because sometimes you just see one character and it's like, yeah, I like it. For example, Saya from League of Legends. Mm-hmm. I never play Saya, but I really want to cosplay her. She looks so nice. But mm-hmm. it's like, oh no, I never play Saya. I cannot make the cosplay.
I know, and it's so
wrong in Spanish.
It's right. It's so wrong. I feel like I know what you're saying. I think that it's. Crazy that there's a gatekeeping involved with yeah. such a silly hobby. Like
now it's like more open and it's like everyone with no matter which body you have, what you like or not, you can make whatever. So it's getting more open. Like the cosplay community is getting open with the years, but still I think that not many people is talking about the slut shaming, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, yeah, Black cosplayers can make cosplay too about any character. Doesn't matter the color of your skin, your body, how muscles you have or not. Doesn't matter. But there are tons of people that actually bully girls just for being sexy. It's like having boobs is a sin. Like doesn't mm-hmm. matter if you want to show them or not. It's a sin. And if you are like a sexy girl, people is going to believe that you are making adult content mm-hmm. just because you are sexy. And it's like, yeah, no, you know, like a sexy girl can make cosplays, sexy or not. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't matter that she's making adult content or not. You know, it's like, but there are tons of people that is like, yeah, you are a whore. You can't make this. Don't make this like that. You want to just attract people. You just want to have the money. Because I have friends that they make sexy cosplays and they get zero money because they just want to make it. They have their normal jobs and they have their normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they... just want to be sexy, you know? And sometimes they even receive those messages like, yeah, you want to only have the money. And they are like, I have zero money with that. Like,
I'm not making any money.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, sometimes they make a set for sales once per... It's like, they are not content creators full time.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, you can't be pretty on the internet. You can't be sexy because if you do it, it's because you're a fake. You want to scam people. Mm-hmm. You just want to take their money and you don't care about your fans. You don't care about anything. And
I feel like people, while it is definitely better than what it was. Mm-hmm. People, because everyone is so accessible now on the internet, people think that they are entitled to have opinions on everything. And they're willing to get crazy online because they don't see the consequences because they're not there and they don't see it's people's anonymous faces. Or
whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. I agree. I think we should start standing up for ourselves.
I really think so, because I'm talking about what you were saying about the opinion of people. That's totally true. That is, like, it's quite dangerous. Like, also because sometimes I have minors that they say, like, hey, I wanna, when I have the age, I wanna really make what you make. I wanna be a content creator. I wanna open a page. And I'm like, yeah, you have to really think about it, because I had friends that they were inactive or not posting for a while just because they received a comment like, you are ugly. And it's like, you know that you are going to receive this a lot because it's internet. And if you wanna expose your content and expose yourself to the internet, you're going to have the both sides, like good comments and bad comments. And you have to, you need to have the mentality to fight with the bad comments. Like, I honestly always joke with them. Like, some people tell me, like, oh, don't you scared that people think that you are, like, you know, so childhood, like childish or something. And I'm like, no, because I honestly really joke about them, because sometimes just tell me, like, oh, you are a whore, you don't have education, you are fatherless. Like, I really like when they told me fatherless.
Fatherless is crazy.
Because it's, I'm like, you know, this background, my father built it for me, for my booty picture. So it's like, and I literally have a video on my YouTube channel that I got a new camera that my parents bought for me. That was the old camera I had. And my parents were like, can we go with you to help you in the photo shoot? And I came with my photographer, and my dad was literally, it was Hinata from League of Legends. And my mom was holding the, you know, the reflector. Uh-huh. And I was making one of those photos with the kunais, like holding in my nips. Uh-huh. And my dad was like, here, this cover, perfect, you look beautiful, like that. And, and I was like, thank you so much, dad. So when people tell me, like, and you know, like, the first cosplay photos I have are from my father. Like, I was literally like, dad, if I get good marks in the high school, if I pass the SAMS, can I get as a gift a photo shoot? I was like, yeah, let's go to the mountains and make your photo shoot or whatever. And I was like, Bane from League of Legends. Like, so it's like, you know, it's quite funny because yes, people try to affect you, but it's like, if I never care about all the people who bullied me in my high school, why I'm going to care about you that I don't even know your face? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the guy who tell you, oh my God, you are so ugly, is a guy with a photo like that, you know, like that never had a bath in a year. So it's like,
yeah, it's crazy. The people who get crazy on the internet, if you go to their profile, and those are some of my favorite videos, actually, when people get, like, they blow up the profiles of everybody who bullies them, and they go and they're like, looks like Mark hasn't showered in a year. And like, this is the man telling me that I'm ugly. That's wild.
That's super funny. I love those videos, because I saw one from with Selena Gomez, that people were like, oh, see, it's so many tacos. She looks like she has 5 children in a year. And they were like super, like, not okay, guys. Like, it's like, take care of yourself. Yeah. Like, how you can complain about how someone looks that looks amazing when you look like you never had, like, you never went to a barber shop in 2 years, probably. like, please take care, like, wash your face, have a bath, you know, take care of yourself. And those people, like, oh my God, you are so ugly, you are so disgusting. And they put, like, you know, this emoji, like, oh, and it's like, bro. Like, bro.
Yeah, but I think a lot of that has to do, like, the internet hate of it all, a lot of it seems like coming from within, right? It's people who aren't happy with the way that they look, who are insecure or, like, have something going on where they are mad that other people aren't
exactly
where they are, or they're mad that other people are having a good time with the hobby or something, and they want to drag them down.
I think that the problem, especially with, because sometimes there are girls that go in and tell you bad things, and I think that these people is really jealous. Like, I don't say it ironically, I think, like, you are jealous because my confidence is 100% in my body. Like, I have totally confidence in myself, and I know that you can tell me that I'm ugly, fatherless, whatever, mm-hmm. that I know it's fake and you are just jealous because probably you have issues in your life, and your way to try to make you better is try to push down others and make them feel bad, but it's like, yeah, you came to the wrong person because I don't fucking care about what you are telling. Like, I am really honest, tell them like, hey, please find friends, find life,
find
hobbies, whatever, you know, find something in your life that makes happy. Because if you come to a random girl that cares zero about you to tell her this, it's like, it's not, something is not good in your life. Like, just find help. Because I don't have any needs to go to other profile. Like, I don't know. Imagine that now I see a creator that I don't like the cosplay. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, you're so fucking ugly. It's like, I don't care. Like, I scroll and I don't see it, and that's all.
Yeah. And there's something about spreading negativity too that like hurts your soul. Like, it doesn't feel good to comment nasty things online. Exactly. What does it do for you? How does it serve you? You know, it's a waste of time and it feels bad.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm not going to, like, I mean, they tell, oh, you are fatherless, your family doesn't care about you. I'm like, well, my family at least teach me self-respect, you know? Like, I'm not going mm-hmm. to someone to say, oh my God, you are so bad, or whatever. It's like, you know, internet is so huge. Why are you still here? Mm-hmm. Because they're like, oh yeah, because Instagram recommend me those things. I'm like, yeah, because you comment on them.
Yeah, you're engaging with the content. Exactly. You're going to see more like, of the content.
Why I see this? Like, I don't know. Why you comment on this, why you spend tons of hours on this. Like, Instagram is like, they don't recognize if it's a bad or good comment.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, why I see your boobs every time? And it's like, because you comment all my videos, like, oh, ugly, ugly, ugly. And it's like, okay. Uh-huh.
Or have you noticed that you go to their profile and they're following you? And you're like, oh, so you're obsessed with me. Okay.
Exactly. Like, I have some people that is crazy that they are like, super huge comment on how ugly I am, how mm-hmm. loser I am in my life, how I have to get a real job, whatever. And then I see them following me and it's like, why are you here exactly? Like, do you follow me to push me down, to hate me? It's like, it's weird. Like, mm-hmm. find something, find a hobby, find another hobby. Like, not to follow girls. Like, I remember one friend told me that was actually so funny because she got like, really like disgusting DMs and really disgusting comments from a guy, mm-hmm. and then she has a Fansly, and in Fansly she got then like the subscriber, this guy, like with the same name, with the same photo, it was this guy, and she was like, why she is telling me? And then she checked the DMs on the platform, and it was this guy like, please show me your boobs, show me your everything about you. Can you make me a custom? And she was like, no, bro, I'm not going to make you anything because you literally say everything bad in my comments. You message me in a DMs about how my life is so sad and how I don't deserve a partner and I don't deserve a family. And then you are here like, please.
He's playing good cop and bad cop.
It's like, oh, I don't like you, but okay, let me see. Oh, no, I don't like you. Like, bro.
That's crazy.
That's super crazy.
Wow.
Super crazy. She was like, no, I'm not going to happen. I'm not going to make some condom for you. I'm not going to. Like, she blocked, he blocked the guy, of course, because he was like, I don't want to have you in my page. Like, it's super suspicious also. Like, mm-hmm. if you do whatever, like, no, not for me.
That's crazy. Not even the audacity to like change the profile photo or exactly. anything.
He's like, at least be a little clever.
At least try.
Change something. But no, it was like, I don't know if it has the option of make an account with Google or something. So maybe he just made the account. Mm-hmm. And it was exactly the same. And my friend was like, this cannot be possible. Like, mm-hmm. how is it? He was like, yeah, please show me everything for me. Like really dirty talking from nothing. And she was like, no,
she should screenshot the what? DM being like, I thought you said I was ugly.
Like, what? Like, yes, it was really like
a petty moment.
Why you want to block? Okay. not wasting the time. Time is money. Mm-hmm. I always say time is money and they are not worth any penny. So go.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's crazy how it's all, you do have to like know yourself and be comfortable with like getting bullied when you have any exactly. sort of internet presence whatsoever. that was huge in the beginning for me. And now that I've been doing it for so long, I don't care anymore. But
I had the same, honestly.
It's rough.
I had exactly the same, because at the beginning, I remember to be crying at 3 a.m. because someone in Patreon told me, oh, you are a scammer. And I was like, no, I'm not a scammer, because I remember that this guy was like, yeah, I didn't receive the rewards. And I was like, yeah, you didn't check the end. So I was like, you know, like, or some people, like, sometimes they were like, oh, yeah, but it's an expired link. I mean, like, yeah, because I sent 2 months ago the link, you know, so it's expired because, okay.
Yeah.
But this guy was especially, like, super bullying me, like, oh, my God, you're a scammer, you're a really bad creator, I don't want to support you anymore, like, super bad. And I was crying at 3 a.m. trying to help this guy, and he was like, yeah, you're a really bad person. And I was feeling super hard because I really care about my fans and I really care about bad situations. You know, like, I'm not going to let my fans just, you know, whatever, I really want to help. Mm-hmm. But it was super hard to trying to help this person and at the same time receiving, like, you are a really bad person, you are a scammer. Because, like, no, okay, like, that's not okay. If there is any problem, of course, we can solve it, but don't make that. So I really was crying, but now I'm like, you know, I'm not going to reply you at 3 a.m. I will reply you at 11 or 12 in the midday.
During business hours.
Yeah, after I sleep, after I break, I wake up, sorry, and about my breakfast and everything. And then I will reply you later. And I'm not going to, I will reply you kindly. But, you know, I'm not going to be there for you, especially if you treat me bad. I'm always like, I will help everyone. Like, I don't have any problem to be all the hours possible to help someone if it's needed, but I only want a kindness, like kindness treatment, kindness message, like, because I really like to help. But what I don't like is that someone is like, oh yeah, you're so bad, you are so disgusting. It's just like, yeah, no, bro, I'm a person as you, you know, like, some people think that it's like, oh, yeah, you have to give me that, because sometimes it's like, for example, I remember, like, back in the days, sometimes you have, you one of the rewards is like, I don't know, a Shigo photo set, and something happens and you delay your photo shoot because something happens, sometimes something happens, and they're like, oh, where is my photo set, where is that, you have to give me, your scammer, and it's like, yeah, you have to understand that I'm also a person, and sometimes... Sometimes, yes, this happens. Like, it's raining the day I want to go to the set. My week come later. I have a problem with the cosplay. I have a problem with myself.
Sometimes it's not even your fault.
Exactly. Yeah. So sometimes it's like, yeah, you have to understand that I'm not Netflix. I'm not Coca-Cola. I'm not a huge brand. I'm a person. And I make everything by myself.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, for example, in OnlyFans also, it's like, oh, why are you not here at this hour? And I'm like, yeah, you know, because I was, I mean, I don't have fixed hours to be talking with people. Sometimes I'm this hour, sometimes I'm this other hour. Of course, I try to have, like, my hours, but sometimes, like, yeah, I was, I don't know, in traffic. I was like, I don't know, sometimes, like, oh, maybe I try to be all Fridays, for example, but, I don't know, family meeting. I'm not going to be with you. I'm going to be with my family. And maybe if I'm not going to be in Saturday, I'm going to be now in Saturday because I was not yesterday for my family meeting. But some people is just not understanding that. And it's like, you have to understand that I really love to talk with my fans and I really like to hang out with people, talk with them. It's super nice and super comfy, to be honest. But sometimes it's like, you know, like, I'm a person. So sometimes it's just, those things happen because sometimes people is just like, oh yeah, I only can be today at this hour. And it's like, if I can, it's fine. But if not, we can talk later, is not a problem, you know, because some people think that I'm like a shop or something, like, no, I'm just a normal girl, you know, like a normal creator that I enjoy so much to do what I do. So it's like, yeah, hello, I will talk with you when I can.
Yeah, it's the mentality that, especially here, the pro and the con of being able to get anything at any time.
Exactly.
Makes people feel spoiled, myself included. I mean, I'm like, now that I think I can get anything on Amazon Prime, I'm like, oh, I have to buy it from a website and I have to wait 2 weeks. Damn. But people want it, like, in the instant gratification of it all. And so they think that they're buying a product from a brand, but we're like a one man, maybe two or three man team when it comes to stuff like this, where they will buy something like a calendar from a print store, for example, and they're like, why isn't it here yet? Or something exactly. like that. And you're like, I'm doing my very best. I'm really trying, and I want it to come out as fast as possible, and I don't want delays to happen, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just works out that way.
Exactly. Like, sometimes they are like, oh, yeah, you have to make this cosplay, and you have to make this, or, I mean, like, sometimes it's just like, hey, yeah, I was talking with you, but you, yeah, you know, like, suddenly I have to disappear because, I don't know, they ring the door and I have to attend it, or something happens in my house because I have pets. Mm-hmm. You know, my pets sometimes are crazy. Mm-hmm. And I hear my dog like, nim, 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 and I'm like, Riku? And Riku just decided to destroy something, so I have to attend my dog again. Uh-huh. So it's like, yes, sometimes this happens. So some people just think like, oh yeah, you are a product, you're a creator, you have to, you know, reply me in 2 minutes. And like, you know, if you want, I can put an I service and you can talk with an I. Mm-hmm. She or he or whatever it is going to reply you in 2 minutes, in 2 seconds, totally. But you know, it's not going to be me. And sometimes I ask some people, like, if you want that? No, I want to talk with you. Like, okay, I'm a human. I have my sleep hours. Mm-hmm. I have my things to do, because sometimes I'm just in a restaurant or I'm just in a shopping mall and I talk and I reply people. Like, it's what I like to do. But it's true that some people is like, yeah, I'm super sure that you have like a team of 4 people, or you have like a super huge agency that you don't even make your content. You are I or me, like, okay.
How dare you?
Exactly. I'm like, okay, I would love to be I, because then I don't have to spend tons of money on wigs mm-hmm. and stuff. So it's like, no, I'm not I. But of course, I can understand that sometimes right now with the I, it's difficult, because you see like even fake girls and you see people like, my God, that's so beautiful. It's super real nature. Like, I really love this natural beauty. And it's like, you don't see that this girl is not really like close.
It's not real. Yeah. That's like an AI generated person. Yeah.
Exactly. Or sometimes it's just this is something that I really hate, that when they take our videos and they put a face of an eye girl.
I know. I hate that too.
Really disgusting. I really hate it. And I think that Instagram is not taking that serious, because they said, like, yeah, we put that they can see, oh, original video made by it, and they tag your account. But it's like, you know, no one checked that. No one checked that. You have to.
If they don't know that that's AI, they definitely aren't checking stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Because I have a friend and she makes videos like, you know, as a German girl. And then some people take those videos and they put like an Asian girl face with eye. And, you know, it's kind of ridiculous, because it's like a totally Chinese girl. I'm like, and the video is like, as a German girl. And of course, the comments are like, but you are not a German girl. You don't look like a German girl. You are Chinese, you're Asian. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it's like, it's really extreme sometimes, because it has not a lot of sense. And I really hate it, because it's like, you know, we really spend a lot of money and a lot of investment and a lot of time of making our content. I think that's mm-hmm. so fucking disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Exactly as the same as, there are some pages that I really hate too, because they are like, okay, we take your content, we post it in our account, and then we ask for paid promo to other cosplayers. And I really hate that. And when I see something that is like, please take out my content from there, because I'm super grateful if you share my content. Mm-hmm. It's fine. But if you use it to grow an account and they take money, you are using my content to get money. Mm-hmm. And that's super illegal.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's content in the internet. And it's like, yeah, it's content in their internet, but you can't monetize my content.
Yeah.
Because if you get 100 euros or $100, whatever, when you get a paid promo, you have to pay me the rights of using my content for business stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not worth like that. And I think people is really disrespectful with the content we create. Mm-hmm. You know, like, normal users are not, they don't notice mm-hmm. how hard it's for us to create the content, because they are like, yeah, you just create the content and that's all. And it's like, you know, in Spain right now, it's so fucking hot. It's really hot. Mm-hmm. And I have to go outside to my terrace to make your amazing videos that you like, with the wig, sweating, crying, like, please.
With the wig that took 2 weeks to come, and that I had to hone skills over years to make it look amazing, and you're just taking it and doing whatever you want with it. It's really disrespectful.
I really hate success, especially when they take, because in TikTok one time, it happens that I put a video and they take it down because it was too sexual, and it was like, okay, no, but it's fine. And then when I come reposted it, and it has 1 million views, and it, without tag, like any tag. Like, of course, in the video it was my tag because I put with the watermark. But I was like, you know, can you explain me why this video is viral, and mine was taken down because it was too sexual? Like, just asking, you know, like, just tell me. So now creating content is so difficult, and I think people is not really valuing how hard it is for us to making it. And like, if someone is creating content for real, it really like she or he really likes to create the content. Because if not, no one is going to be with winter, with summer, with hot, with wigs, with now you have to wear this here and you have to glue it with makeup, with body paint. Like, they are not going to suffer this don't like it.
I think that too is a testament to how, like, the creators now with all the AI stuff and the sea of people standing out, like you said, with little pieces of content, pieces of costume, personality, talking to the camera, which is kind of why we started this podcast, because a lot of cosplay content is just really pretty photo shoots, or now more with video centered content, a lot of it isn't talking. So this is sort of to like get to know people a little bit more, because a lot of people I would post something talking and they'd be like, I'd never heard your voice before, and I was like, you haven't? That's crazy. And I don't think about that until I don't know.
Yeah, there are some people that they really need to materialize the creator, because some people is just like, okay, it's a screen. Someone is there, it's perfect, it looks everything fantastic, but it's like, yeah, you have to remember that I'm a normal person, and I just make my things with my hands as I can. Sometimes I fail. It's like, I'm totally normal person. Like, I don't make anything extraordinary. I mean, my Kirin cosplay was, but I feel like, for example, like the talking videos that I think that were what makes you more human. And I, like, even mine, they don't have like the huge views ever, but they really like when people are like, oh my God, you are Spanish. I never know. I never hear your voice. Oh my God, you really know how to talk. Like, I don't know, like, some people really can't do it because they don't have the confidence to do it. So I really think that some people just have to understand that we are just people, you know, like, we are not like an eye girl in the screen or something, because many people are like, yeah, I'm sure that you are full of filters. And it's like, we are not going to lie. Of course, there are filters in the internet.
Yeah.
But not only filters, like, because sometimes it's just like, as I said before, like, I know my angles. So I am going to show you what I want to show you. And you're going to see what I want to I want to show you, because the thing is that sometimes people is like, oh yeah, you don't look that good, and it's like, okay, this side of my face is not the same of this size, if I mean, like, it's not the same as this one. So of course, when you see me fully in person, you are going to see me a bit different, because you see me,
yeah,
because when I take the photos, I'm always like that, or like that. I always show more this part of
you're
the
posing.
Face exactly. Because some people is just like, oh yeah, you don't look as an internet, and it's like, yeah, I'm not like,
I'm not like, like holding this crazy pose. And
So sometimes it's just like, you have to understand that we are just humans, and when we go to a convention, especially, like, maybe I didn't sleep, maybe I'm tired, maybe I'm hungry, maybe I just want to rest, because sometimes, like, I mean, now I think it's just more, with all the cosplay is not consent, I think it's more in value right now. But I remember, that's quite funny history, like years ago in the small convention of Zaragoza, I was cosplaying Katarina, and it was like, okay, now I want to take a place, let's find somewhere to just lunch, you know, like half hour sandwich and stuff with my friends that we were doing a Lee of Legends group. And I take off my shoulders, like my pieces
it's
of the armor.
For a photo. Yeah, I know where this is going.
It's coming.
Coming. Sorry, keep going.
I take off all my things. And of course, some people were coming to us for a photo. And it was like, okay, I put the stuff, I take a photo. But it was one time that it was like, okay, not anymore. I want to have lunch. Mm-hmm. So I have lunch and a girl came to me and she was like, hey, can I take a photo with you? And I said like, no, please. I'm doing my lunchtime right now. If you come later, I will be so happy, but not now. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh my God, you are so fucking rude. And I was like, okay. And then 1 year after, I was in the bathroom of the convention trying to be Queen Atsara from World of Warcraft, mm-hmm. trying to make the body paint by myself in the bathroom. Like, and then I was crying, like, my God, I can't make it. And then two girls came to the bathroom and they were like, oh, we are going to help you. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. And we were talking and I became the friend of both of them. So 1 year after, one of them said, I was the girl who called you rude.
I was waiting for that. That's crazy.
And she told me, like, now I'm a cosplayer. And I want to apologize because I understand.
Right.
I judged you super bad in person years ago. And now I understand how hard it is. And I was like, oh my God, it was you all the time.
That's crazy.
And she was like, yeah, I'm really sorry because I didn't understand. And when I saw you with the Queen Atsara cosplay, I saw that you were not a bad girl. And now I totally understand your point and your thing. And I was like, yeah, you know, we are humans. Sometimes people don't understand about the photo time of mm-hmm. a cosplayer because I remember also that I was a Sindragosa in a World of Warcraft group in Madrid in a huge convention. And of course, it was really visual because we were like Alestraza, Sindragosa, Valir, like all the characters from World of Warcraft were mm-hmm. there. So of course, everyone wanted the photo because it was like the popular game in those days. Mm-hmm. But I remember that it was super weird sometimes. Like, people were super rude because I was helping my Alestraza friend to put the horns in place again. And there were photographers trying to take the photo of us. And we were like, please, can you let us some space? Yeah, but that's perfect photo. And we're like, yeah, but we don't want to show this. Were like, yeah, but I really want them. Like, yeah, but not us. You know, like, yeah. We don't want.
And people feel entitled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I remember that I was doing, and someone took my arm, take me, I'm going to take you a photo. And it was like, can you don't please touch me?
Oh, absolutely.
And they were like, no, but
not.
I want a photo of you. And I was like, yeah, but it's super weird. You know, like, he literally grabbed my arm and take me, like, pose here. And I was like, no.
That's
no, I'm
crazy.
Not going to do it. It was so fucking weird and so unrespectful.
Wow.
Like, I think now people really, it's more, you know, in the common sense, to be honest, because it's like, why there is needed, like, the movement of cosplay is not consent. Why is it need for that? Because mm-hmm. it is common sense to don't grab a stranger from the arm to take a photo. It's just like,
yeah.
I will never will think I can't do it, you know? There are
right.
some people that really think, oh, you are with a cosplay in the convention. I have the right to take a photo of you and I have the right to take a photo with you. And
right.
it's like, no.
No,
it's not like
absolutely
that.
Not. It's crazy how people behave and the cosplay is not consent movement of it all. Mm-hmm. And the past like few years, I want to say it's gotten a lot better, but obviously not perfect. But yeah, it's crazy how people behave. I didn't realize how people can feel entitled to your body and your time and
exactly.
your cosplay. I want to talk more about it. I have stories. I want to hear some of your crazy stories because it sounds like you have so many.
But I want to hear your stories also because I'm so curious, like, how is here? Because here the conventions are huge in caps, like, huge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I really want to know how is here because there is, like, it's a small, you can have some control, but mm-hmm. here is, like, tons of people everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
oh, I've got like, some stories.
It's like,
how
is here? It's like, there are tons of photographers, tons of visitors, tons of cosplayers. Like, how?
Yeah, yeah. It gets crazy. I feel like it's similar problems, different solutions. But We'll trade stories. We'll trade stories. Thank you so much for coming all the way out here and being so open about everything. You're amazing, and I'm glad we got to spend time together, and I'm excited to hang out at Anime Expo next weekend. For everybody who doesn't know your social media, can you plug everywhere that they can follow you?
My Instagram is Katki Cosplay, and I also have, if you put Katki Cosplay, you will find me everywhere. I have also X, Twitter, whatever. And I also have Facebook. It's not really active, but I have also Reddit. Mm-hmm. So, the page where I'm more active is Instagram. So, you put Katki Cosplay, I will appear, follow me.
All right. Katki Cosplay, mostly on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for making time for us, especially your first trip to America ever. I'm so honored. Going to conventions and feeling uncomfortable with uncomfortable interactions and stuff. Would you say that has gotten better or worse with the rise of OnlyFans? And do you feel like people are entitled after doing OnlyFans that they think
it's
that
weird.
You are
it's really
weird. Gonna act and behave a certain way?
It's weird because, oh my God,